Yeah, that was the voice of the great man, Brandy. And we're going to catch up with him in the final hour of the program. We look forward to that. Morgan Turinui this hour. If you missed the first hour, the missile and I, you can catch up via the podcast. That is available via the Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy podcast. And it's also the Run Home with Joel and Fletch podcast as well. Around the grounds at Pipe. And Sally Fitzgibbon's taken the lead in her heat. And she looks through because there's only a minute remaining in that particular heat. NRL round one is almost here, so we've launched Brighton's Lawyers, Your Verdict. Win $2,500 playing Your Verdict thanks to Brighton's Lawyers. In and out for round one. Pick one winner in every round of the 2022 NRL season for your 2023 season, for that is. You'd pick the 2022 winners easy enough, wouldn't you? For your chance to win. If your verdict wins, you survive. Get it wrong and you're out. Last person standing wins Brighton's Lawyers, Your Verdict. Pick one NRL winner each week for the chance to win $2,500. Head to sensurvivor.com.au. Now, we mentioned earlier about 1959, the day the music died. American Pie, John McLean, he wrote the song, Don McLean, that is, wrote the song American Pie. That's the song I grew up with. Dashing Dan, Lieutenant Dan, grew up with the Rolling Stones. Brooksy, Hotel California, and our man, the Missile, the Beatles. Plenty coming through here. This one says, good morning, boys. Dad was a Roy Orbison fan, so for me it was Blue Bayou, says the Big G. Hi, Sugar Missile. Cam from Carlo here. Nostalgia song for me is Van Halen, Hot for Teacher. Hi, boys. The soundtrack to every road trip for me was Van Morrison in my childhood. Nick, well, that'd be Brown Eyed Girl, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Gloria. Mm.
Gloria.
Great album, that one.
Keep them coming through. Plenty of talk sport to get to. Of course, the Heat. They have shocked the Sixers. They're off to Perth to take on the Scorchers in the final of the Big Bash. We're looking forward to having Morgan Turinui come up and speak about Eddie Jones. We'll catch up with him in this hour. And this is, we had Sats on yesterday, Missile. With these strikes, you hear these strikes sort of threaten to happen, and but you never really believe in them. NRL All-Stars next Saturday is in Rotorua. Now, Sats is very, very doubtful it'll happen. What do you think?
That's the first I've heard of it. You know what I find frustrating with what's going on at the moment? And I honestly haven't heard your opinion on this, Joel, so I don't know where you stand. But I find it really bad when an ex-player comes out and says the current players are greedy. I think players...
Noel Crusher-Cleal. Was it Crusher?
Yeah. But there's been whispers of other, like, you know, they've mentioned sources in stories and stuff like that. And the media's going pretty hard on, you know, backing the NRL. That's, you know, that's their agenda. And the players have a different voice. But any player that comes out and calls current players greedy, I think is so damaging to what they're trying to do. Because when you look a little bit more deeply into what's going on, it's really not about the money. That's one aspect to it. But I'm so behind the players here that whatever action they think is necessary, I'm 110% behind them and what they're campaigning for. So if that means striking games, I'd hate to see it. I'd hate even more to see these 150 players come from the USA to fill teams.
Honestly, what did you think when you read that?
Oh, absolute baloney. Absolute baloney. Like, we've got a whole set of New South Wales Cup, Queensland Cup. You can find players, but it won't happen. I don't think a strike will happen. But this All-Stars game, could that be cannon fodder in the negotiations? Yeah, it probably could, because it has less implications on the competition as a whole.
Now, a Manly legend, Noel Crusher. And this is the other thing too. Like, Crusher is not quoted. You see a lot of former players and they're always quoted about every single thing. Crusher clearly is not one of those guys. So, therefore, when he has something to say, it probably...
People listen.
So, Manly great is Crusher Cleal. Peter Peters, also Manly great. He has responded to Anthony Seibold's comments. Now, there's a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. I love Anthony Seibold.
Mm.
But you've got to be very, very careful taking on the former players.
Yeah.
For example, word has it at Broncos... You know, didn't the marriage there with Seibold and the former players? You've just got to find a way to make it work.
Yeah,
this is not a great start. Peters went on radio and said the Seagulls should cut ties with Trbojevic. So he was talking about the fact that, you know, how much they're paying him for how many games he's played. I think he's played something like an average of 11 games over the last four seasons.
Yeah,
Fletch and I disagree with that. By the way, we think that, you know, if you're any chance of winning a competition,
got to have him.
You got to have Tommy Turbo.
Yeah.
Peters has responded to Seibold because Seibold said that the comments were uneducated. Now, that's I just wouldn't have went there.
Heavy.
So Peter has this to say. I've had that many calls from people saying that what you said is what everyone else is thinking about but haven't said it. What I did say is that if it continues the run of injuries, he may have to go into early retirement. I never said release. Mate, that is just a pure business view that I took. I mean, Tommy got $300,000 a game last year. You've got to be accountable for that. He's worth every penny when he is playing. But I have said before, you can't have a Lamborghini in the garage that is not mechanically sound and you can't drive it. I don't take a backward step on any of that. It is where he has before. It is where he was before he went to the US for treatment on his troubles and hamstrings. I hope he's well. The game needs him. Manly definitely need him. He's a wonderful player, but not everything has a fairy tale ending. I joined Manly in 1969 and I was a journalist at the time, and Ken Irvine and myself were the only two full-fledged journalists who were actually playing the game. And not once since then were the multitude of premiership coaches and a multitude of CEOs and the greatest administrator the game has ever seen in Ken Arthurson have I once been told that I can't or I should refrain from giving my view. So he's taken it quite personally, Peter Peters. I don't think you win taking on the former cohort, that's for sure there. In other news, Penrith Liam Martin, shoulder injury at training, so suffered an AC joint injury in a wrestling session. Martin, fresh off re-signing with the Panthers, could miss the World Club Challenge. And St Helens are saying this could be their greatest victory ever if they can beat the Penrith Panthers. Just under 8,000 tickets have been sold for the clash at Penrith in just over 2 weeks' time.
Zero chance. They're going to get pumped by the Panthers.
On home soil.
Yeah.
On home soil.
St. Helens, keep dreaming.
Yeah, I agree. Jack Bird, he suffered a knee injury at training. Now, I believe he's become their number one, number six with the news around Junior Amone. No issues with the ACL. So he left training with a knee injury, but no issues with the ACL. He's done the left one twice and the right one once. He's optimistic he'll be fit for round two against the Titans.
How do you feel about Jack Bird at 5'8", Brooksy?
I think it's the only option. Going forward.
Would you be surprised if they rolled out Moses Mbai round one?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Hook loves him. Hook absolutely loves him.
Well, that's the thing. Like, they're going to have to try and get through these first few rounds.
So Sullivan's out, right? He'll miss the start of the season.
Yep.
Amone's been chasing people with hammers, so he's not playing. allegedly. So you're low on half. So there's really no other choices.
That's it. Like,
yeah. It's Jack Bird or Mbai.
Yeah, and it's not the best start. We generally get off to decent starts to start the season. You know, there's that meme that goes around with the St. George Bank dragon in the phone box, and it's like, hey, I'm Ticket Tech. I need two tickets to the grand final.
Yeah.
But it's not looking good. There's dominoes falling all over the place and generally with long-term injuries. But we're going to have to get through. Hopefully we get that round two win against the Titans. We've got the round one bye as well. So maybe that'll give us a bit of time to get everyone healthy for round two.
Imagine saying at the start of the season, give people a bit of time to get healthy.
But that's where we're at.
Yeah.
We've had a string of bad luck.
A team of beaters.
It's going to be a tough one this season. No real big recruits coming in.
As a Bulldogs fan, and, you know, I've done probably the past almost decade of this now, it's tough starting the season knowing that the chances of a finals appearance are low. They're slim.
I came out with the early crow declaring the Bulldogs to make the top eight.
Yeah.
Do you share my confidence?
Oh, you're 100% right. Yeah. 100% right.
Are you saying that as a fan or you genuinely believe I'm right?
I genuinely believe it based on the roster, based on Cameron Serraldo, based on chats that I've had with people at the club and the changes that they've seen around the club. They're all very confident of a finals appearance. And I also believe, and this is another early crow, one of these three teams will miss the eight. Sharks, Cowboys, Parramatta. And that's the position I think the Bulldogs take. I'm pretty confident on it.
History says three out, three in. Welcome to the crow.
There's the crow.
Now, the Dragons are obviously trying to fill a void in the halves. They've knocked back the Brody Croft deal. Now, Brody Croft, former Melbourne Storm player, he kept Jerome Hughes out of that halfback jumper for a grand final, in fact. 2022 Man of Steel winner, which is their equivalent of the Dally M. But the Dragons were asked to pay a transfer fee from Salford for $250,000, and they've said no thanks. So Brody Croft not going to the Dragons. You're the Dragons fan here, Brooksy. Would you have liked to have seen Brady Croft?
Well, it would have been nice to put him in with Hunt with the situation that's presented itself. I wouldn't have probably done it if Amone wasn't available. Like, I thought that combination is the next 2-3 years until Hunt retires. But yeah, like, desperate times call for desperate measures, but $250,000 just to get him back to Australia, I don't think so.
Like, sounds like a club without money to me. Bulldogs just paid $500,000 for an 18-year-old that's never played. I don't think the transfer fee is an issue if your club's got money. If you need to fill a position in the halves, and they desperately do, what's $250,000 in the scheme of a season? Hook might not last past Origin time. So if he's not willing to pay $150,000 for Brody Croft or the club power brokers, I don't see them as backing him as a coach.
But that's why, like, back to what you were saying about putting Mbai in, like, the difference between Mbai and Croft, let's say, might be a win. You know, will that actually matter for the Dragons, like, long term? Like, it might make them 14th instead of 16th.
Well, how's Croft been going in the Super League? Pretty well, hasn't he?
Player of the year.
Player of the year.
Yeah.
$250,000. You mentioned that you think Penrith are going to flog
St. Helens.
Yeah, it's a big, massive gap.
Yeah.
Massive gap. I'll tell you who I'd go after, just temporarily. I'd go, obviously Jamal Fogarty's fit for Canberra.
Mm.
So he missed a big chunk of the season. I'd go and get Matt Frawley.
Yeah.
Just for a loan. A loan deal to kick your season
off. I don't know why any clubs haven't got young Campbell, Jaden Campbell from the Titans. By all reports, Brimson's going to play fullback with Foran and Tanner Boyd in the halves. I'd be going after Campbell red hot right now.
Well, that's what I'd be doing. I'd wait and see. You don't need to make a move right now. You've got June 30 as your deadline. You wait and see what teams do. Teams like the Titans, who have got like a 5-4 situation where you've got Toby Sexton, you've got Tanner Boyd that are likely not going to, well, one of them's likely not going to get NRL game time.
Yep.
So you might go to one of those clubs and do a deal. Like, the Titans have been up for it. They did a Marzu for Randall swap. They might be keen for another one to fill another area when they've got a surplus in their halves. And I think that's what the Dragons need to do. Just wait and see what happens, see who's out of favour. And if they fit well with Ben Hunt, they might have played with Ben Hunt before. Who knows? That's an option to do, like, pull the trigger round 3, round 4, maybe do a swap deal or something there.
But what about even, like, so, and it costs you nothing and you're not even having for the whole year. Similar to what Harry Grant. So when Harry Grant went to the Tigers win by getting a good player. He played enormous, but it gave the Melbourne Storm a huge start in the career of Harry Grant. So the next year when they got him, he was off and racing and he'd learnt so much having played first grade. So, you know, Matt Frawley for the Dragons temporarily, Kurt Falls at Penrith, who filled in for Nathan Cleary. Yeah. He's clearly not going to get a run behind Jerome Luai and also Nathan Cleary. So I'd be saying, listen, Ivan, would you like Kurt to get a bit of first grade experience temporarily here at the Dragons? Win-win for the Panthers, win-win for the Dragons. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. Plenty of songs still coming through as well. Good morning, boys. My old man was a country fan, so A Cow to the County was a regular playing song on the tape deck during the road trips as a kid. Cow to the County, was that Kenny Rogers? I think it was Kenny Rogers. What a classic, Kev from Camden. 1300 01 1170. Keep them coming through. This is Breakfast with the Missile and Joel. Summer Breakfast, all thanks to Brighton's Lawyers. A break and back with more. Morgan Turinui, not too far away.
Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.